Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Boy, does that get you in the mood for summer? Gets me in the mood for summer. Beach Boys. And you can see them if you call right now. Caller number 3 to win Beach Boy tickets. You get a pair of tickets and 2 State Fair admission tickets as well. The Beach Boys, the Temptations, and special guest Tower of Power. That is going to be an amazing concert at the Grandstand at the Minnesota State Fair Monday, August 29th, 7 p.m. You should be there. You don't want to miss this one. Tickets on sale, etix.com. Caller number 3, good luck. I want to bring you a quick update on Jordana. And look, she had her bone marrow transplant yesterday. And it went about as well as any bone marrow transplant can go. It's a brutal experience. At one point, as it was happening, Jordana texted me and she said, "These are brutal days." Now, what she's gone through, the chemo and then the radiation, they knock you out and then they transfuse you via an IV with these bone marrow samples that literally were flown in from Germany. A donor in Germany donated his bone marrow to Jordana, part of Be the Match. And I hope everybody can be a part of Be the Match and see if maybe you're a match and you can literally save somebody's life. But Jordana going through a rough week. And I did hear from her earlier today. And she simply said, "Thank you, my friend. This is pretty awful. I do appreciate your support." Mark Grossfield, handsome husband, her caregiver and soulmate, texted me, and he said that Jordana slept well but woke up with severe nausea. She was lightheaded. He goes on to say, "We are going to the hospital now for her daily exam and infusions, just waiting for her to have the strength to walk without vomiting or fainting. All good," according to Mark. So that's all I know. And I do want to thank my friend over at CCO-TV, Mike Augustinak, meteorologist Mike Augustinak, for hosting an event at the Mall of America. Be the Match at MOA. And there was a great crowd, and Jordana was very much top of mind at that event. And I just want to thank all of you for being with Jordana and for supporting her. It'd be hard for anybody, but she's a dear friend. She's my radio co-host, and I want her to get better quickly. She has a 100-day recovery from this bone marrow transplant. And my understanding, I'm not a doctor, I don't play one on TV, but she has told me that there are 2 concerns. One is that her body rejects the bone marrow donation. And so they have to be very careful and not give her too much marrow, too many platelets. They want her to generate new blood without cancer, without the leukemia. And that's the goal of this bone marrow transplant. And the other concern is that she has zero immunity. They knocked out her immune system. So she is susceptible to everything. A cold, a sniffle that, you know, we would shrug and get, and be over in a day or two for most of us. For her, it can be life-threatening. So she has to be in a bubble, which means that her caregiver, Mark, also has to be in a bubble. And I know friends are reaching out, everybody texting. Has to be exhausting what she's going through physically and then trying to answer her parents, her kids, everybody reaching out, wanting to send their messages of support. And that takes a lot of energy, I think, just even responding to people. But people care. So I wouldn't wish this on anybody, much less Jordana. DJ, my sister said she has people from all around the nation praying, like thousands of people in these prayer chains. And she's at the best spot on the planet, Mayo Clinic. If you're going to get sick, go to the Mayo. Get a second and third opinion, go to the Mayo. But I know you and I both believe in the power of prayer, too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, that's what we have to cling to right now is prayer and the best medicine in the world. And then we have to have faith that she will make it through this. And she is strong. She is brave. And if anyone can do it, she certainly can. So we are anxious to hear more and excited for her to get back on the air, hopefully later this summer.
Absolutely. She's scared to death. And who wouldn't be? But she's tough. She's strong. She has a lot of reasons to keep on going and keep fighting. And I know a lot of other listeners are dealing with something similar or have family members or friends who are going through tough times. So our prayers go out to everybody fighting life-threatening diseases right now. And every time I find myself complaining about something, I stop myself and I go, you know, just shut up. Just shut up. You have nothing to complain about. Jordana has plenty to complain about, and yet when she's on the air, she doesn't complain. She talks about what she's going through, and she always tries to be positive. So anyway, thank you to all of you who have supported Jordana, and hopefully our prayers will be answered. When we come back, there's a whole heck of a lot to do this weekend. Todd Walker is on top of it. A live update from my very modest cabin. When we come back on CCO. Paul Douglas joining you from Pelican Lake. Look, Todd Walker always gets the glory. He has the best gig on the planet. He gets to be outside. This is our cabin built in the 1950s. Nothing fancy. We like it that way because we can trash it. And the lake is right down there. I don't know if you can see this, Todd.
Hey, that looks amazing, Paul. What do you mean? You have the best gig. You're sitting up there at a lake on Pelican Lake, and I'm here in the city. Come on.
Yeah, well, you're doing okay, too. You're on a patio. Where are you, at the Nome?
Yeah, I'm at the Nome. I'm meeting some friends, getting ready for the holiday weekend. It's a Friday. Everybody's going to be going looking for patios. The weather looks good. So, hey, I had to show everybody what a patio looks like now that summer's finally here.
Awesome. It looks pretty good to me.
Yeah.
You having a cocktail?
Yeah, I have a cocktail, and I've got like some great Brussels sprouts that I'm going to be having here in a little bit. And then check out this, Paul. I've got a wonderful cocktail. Now, you're all, you know, our listeners are all going to be looking for cocktails with a couple umbrellas in them. So I'm going to be doing a cocktail drink right here, right now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And come on, it's Friday. Yeah. It's Friday.
By the way,
it's after 5. I think it's okay that we drink.
Yeah, well, absolutely. It would be rude not to. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook Live right now, as well as on CCO. Tell us what's going on this weekend. The kickoff to summer at the State Fairgrounds. What is that all about?
Yeah. Now, Paul, this is really great. You know, during the pandemic, a lot of things changed at the Minnesota State Fair. They were trying to figure out how they could still incorporate showing the guests, you know, all the great things they're doing at the fair. So it started with the drive through. If you remember, you could drive through the State Fair. And then they realized how many people really missed the State Fair and wanted to be out there earlier. So what they did is they started doing a kickoff to summer. So this weekend at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds, throughout the entire weekend and Memorial Day, you can go out there. They're going to have a number. I think it's 30 different food vendors are going to be set up, so you can experience some of the food. Some of the rides will be set up. They have different like local vendors that are going to be selling different products, artisan goods, and some wonderful different stands. And you can get a taste of the fair, getting you ready for the Minnesota State Fair. And it's reasonable. Tickets are $12.50 if you do it online, $15.50 at the gate. And it's going to be a State Fair kick. Excuse me, Paul. Go ahead.
Oh, did we lose Todd? I think we might.
No, have you have me back.
Now you're back. Don't move.
I won't move.
Okay, we got most of that. I know we also have River Dance and Moulin Rouge. What's at the top of your list?
Okay, the top of my list, I did see Moulin Rouge this past week. Moulin Rouge is a fantastic show. It's at the Orpheum. It is just filled with, music and dance. And if you're familiar with movie, it's in the same vein of the movie, but they've updated it with some different newer, more current music. And it's just a fantasy for the eyes to see this great show. And this runs through the first week of June. Tickets are affordable. Go online. There's also doing a number of different ticket discounts to see the show. Absolutely a must see. Everybody is raving about it. Go see the show. And yes, Riverdance, they're celebrating 25th anniversary. That is happening. Doing that show. So it's happening as well. So that's a big one. But you asked what my favorite is, Paul?
Yeah. What's your favorite?
My favorite? Okay, my favorite is go down to this Minnesota State Capitol, and what's happening down there is called, and I'm going to get the name, it's Minnesota Songkran Festival. It's the largest Thai festival in the state of Minnesota. The first time they've done this, it is actually the Thai New Year. So they're going to have great Thai vendors, like amazing food that you can experience. So I'm a big fan of Thai food. So they're going to have Thai food stands. They're going to have cultural events. They're going to have different crafts that you can purchase. And it's just a dance and music. And it's all happening completely free Saturday and Sunday, downtown St. Paul, in front of the state capitol. And I know that it's rain on and off, but this is going to be fun. I'm definitely going to check this out. And don't you love Thai food, Paul?
Yeah, who doesn't love Thai food? And what's going on at Fort Snelling? There's a big deal there as well.
Yeah, Fort Snelling. I wanted to put this out there. I mean, seeing as it's a Memorial Day, this is a great place to maybe bring your family. And Fort Snelling has just gone under a huge renovation in their visitor center. And it's been over the last 2.5 years. I did a story on it right before the pandemic for Fox, and the started renovation. So it's been this long. It's a $30 million renovation with it's going to be a stage that you can go and see performances and a wonderful exhibition of different artifacts as well. So go head out to Fort Snelling, and they have all those reenactments that happened out there. So yes, wonderful place to celebrate Memorial Day at Fort Snelling.
Hey Todd, how many cocktails have you had? I'm just curious.
I just have had a couple of sips, Paul. I wanted to like ring in this holiday weekend, with a couple of cocktails. Hey, but if you want to hear music, I always hear from our listeners. It's like, hey, can you throw in some live music? I never know where to go because there's so many publications that are no longer around. And they said, where can we hear music? So if you go to Palmer's, which is down on by the Seven Corners area. Palmer's is doing a 4-day music festival that is going to be pretty amazing. I have gone in the past. It was canceled during the pandemic. So if you're a live music fan, you can buy your tickets at the door or in advance. You can buy a whole weekend pass, but they have just live music packed, absolutely packed with different performers that are going to be taking the stage at Palmer's. So yeah, it's going to be fun. And you're going to be spending time up at the cabin.
Yeah, I'm up here with my kids and my grandson and having some friends over for a few beers and some burgers and brats. And yeah, looking forward to a chill evening. But look, you can't go wrong. There's so many great options, and you found a great option at the Nome, and I hope our listeners find their happy place this holiday weekend. Todd Walker,
right?
Thank you, my friend.
All right, thanks, Paul. Cheers to you, and happy Memorial Day, buddy.
Cheers. We'll see you next week. He's got the right idea. Hey, when we come back, a few show highlights that caught our eye next on CCO.
What you happy about? I'm happy the weather is cooperating, among other things. People tend to be more weather-wise, weather-sensitive, or, you know, most of us are outside at the mercy of the elements on a holiday weekend, any weekend in Minnesota in summer, but especially the holiday weekends. So meteorologists tend to feel the pressure more on the holiday weekends, because if it turns out nicer than expected, okay, that's fine. If it turns out worse than expected, God help you, woe is me.
Wait, are you like fishing for sympathy? Oh, poor weatherman.
No, I'm not.
All
no,
the pressure,
I'm just...
the stress of Minnesota. Every Minnesotan's worried that Paul's going to bring us a bad weekend. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm just trying to explain why meteorologists are so messed up.
Okay.
Starting with me, we do actually try to get it right. And anyway, I'm grateful. But I'm curious what you're happy about. 651-461-9226. That's coming up in just a few minutes. Text us if you want to call, and you can be patient a few minutes. We'd love to find out what you're happy about. It was another somber show as we reflect on what happened in Uvalde, Texas, a few days ago. That massacre of fourth graders, 19 kids, 19 fourth graders, and two teachers who died trying to protect those kids. And I asked the question, is anything going to change? Senator Tina Smith joined us, and she believes there may, in fact, be some hope in the fight against gun violence.
I truly hope that, and you have to hope, I always say, and if you're not optimistic that something can change, then things will definitely not change. You have to keep working and looking for the ways to get it, you know, to get it done. And I have to say, I feel some hope that we might be able to pass some, we might be able to find common ground in the Senate. Of course, the House has passed legislation. And we also understand, I think, that that will never be, that won't be the whole solution. We won't then be able to go home and say, okay, we've done what we can. There's going to be much more that we need to do. We have to just keep on working at it. That's the way of the world.
Thank you to Senator Tina Smith for weighing in today on the show. Tim in Nisswa, I thought, made a very good point calling in the show this afternoon.
The real issue in all these shootings regarding the firearms involved, the semi-automatic weapons that they're using are not substantially that different from a semi-automatic weapon that somebody would use for hunting. What makes them different is the high-capacity magazines. And the fact that these weapons are adept for accessories and that kind of thing that make them more rapid to fire, high-capacity magazines, which allow more rounds to get out more quickly, I would think that would be a common-sense solution. As a gun owner myself, former member of the NRA...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I think that banning the high-capacity magazines, are we that lazy that we can't reload at the shooting range? I've been hunting my whole life. I'm 60 years old, and I've never fired five or more rounds at a critter. I don't know why somebody needs 30.
Tim and Nisswa chimed in as well.
No, that was Tim and Nisswa. This is Clayton.
Oh,
that,
I'm sorry.
You're confusing me. You know, I'm supposed to confuse you. That was Tim and Nisswa, who I loved how he said, I've never used more than five shots on a critter.
I don't know. But look, pushing back, one of our techs on the text line said, Paul, assault weapons have been illegal for decades. Semi-automatic MSRs are not assault weapons and are great for hunting. Smaller, easier to use, less recoil, great for women and kids. I know six of my friends who use them for deer and hogs. ARs, MSRs are not used by the military because they are not automatic. They are not weapons of war. We have more weapons, yes, but we have more freedoms and rights also. But again, okay. What about the high-capacity magazines? Maybe there can be some common ground there. Clayton in Columbia Heights had something to say as well.
For one thing, I think it is different. I'm hearing a lot more from people that I deal with during the day that talking about this one. It's like people want something done. But I read last night, I looked it up. In 1938, they passed the 1938 firearms law, and it banned sawed-off shotguns, Tommy guns, machine guns, etc. after the gang area. So, right. And the NRA backed it. That's a fact. The NRA backed it. And now there's this mentality with the NRA and the people that back the NRA that, oh, if you take an inch, they're going to take your guns. They're going to take a mile. You know, we can't have a tank. We can't have a grenade. There is a line. And like the caller before, the magazine, what do you need more than 10? If you're a deer hunter and you can't get your deer in five shots, you don't need to be out in the woods.
Thank you, Clayton. Okay. Yeah. I don't disagree with anything he just said. And again, these are gun owners. I'm not an NRA member, and I'm not concerned that they're coming for my firearms. I'm not. But are there some common sense steps we can take that even if a whack job who's mentally ill or not mentally ill, you don't have to be mentally ill to have a grudge or visions of glory. You know, I'm going to go out in a haze of gunfire and people will know my name. Yeah. They may or may not be mentally ill. That's almost beside the point, I think, in many cases.
Paul, I love what Clayton... I love what Clayton said there. You know, it's obvious we shouldn't have grenades and other weapons of war. And like, would it be fun if I could rent a tank and drive it down my street? Like, sure, that would be fun, right? But clearly, that needs to be illegal. I should not be able to rent a tank and drive it down my street. Now, should I be able to own a good sharp knife for filleting a fish? Well, of course. And should I be able to have that in the backseat of my car as I head up north? Well, certainly, that's fine. And somewhere between there is a line, right? And that line, you know, forget the Second Amendment, that line changes throughout history. What is it okay? Yeah. What type of weapons, what type of firearms is it okay for the public to have? And we all think there's a line. Nobody thinks there should be a tank. Everybody agrees it's okay to have a Leatherman. So somewhere in between there is the line, and as we see mass shootings carried out with similar weapons, over and over and over, it just seems so clear that those specific weapons that are carrying out mass murders and serving as weapons to kill our students in schools need to be on the other side of the line, need to be weapons we cannot get. And if you like to hunt with that weapon, sorry, like I'd like to drive a tank too, but for the safety of our children, sorry, you don't get to have that weapon anymore. And it's not your, you know, it's not your fault. Maybe there's people out there that do target practice and love those guns and it's great, but our country has a sickness and those guns are the ones being used to carry that out. So it's time to take action.
Yeah, I have guns. I don't worship my firearms. I worship God and I worship my kids. I love my kids and our grandkids. And I just can't imagine them growing up in this world where they have to worry, among other things, not will, you know, will Bobby Sue date me? Can I, you know, take her out this Saturday? Am I going to get an A or a D on the exam? But I can't imagine what it's like being stuck in class right now. And that's always, it's always in the back of your mind. How do you talk to your kids about this? I'm assuming, and what, winter is four, and I hope, pray to God you haven't, she hasn't brought it up or mentioned this, has she?
No, thankfully my kids are, I think, a little too young to really understand what's going on.
As a parent, I don't know. How you talk about this, because the number one responsibility we have as parents is to keep our kids safe. And we hand off that safety to teachers, administrators, and in many cases, security guards when they go to school. And I just, how do you do that? How do you keep them safe? Is this going to lead to a rise in homeschooling? You know, you and I talked about that. Are some parents going to be too scared to send their kids to school? And it's not just a school thing. Buffalo, what, 12, 13 days ago, 10 shoppers were mowed down by somebody with an automatic rifle. So, I don't know. There has to be some common ground. And it doesn't mean you're going to lose your guns. If you're a law-abiding citizen, you can and should have firearms. And you should be trained, and most people are. But how do we keep the hand, how do we keep these weapons of destruction out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them? So when we come back, there is stuff to be happy about. I pray there's stuff to be happy about. Please tell us what you're happy about. Call us or text us, 651-461-9226. Happy Hour coming up next. Oh man, am I glad it's Friday, and I have not been drinking yet. It may appear that I've had a beer or seven, but I have not. I'm just, everybody else is having a good time. I'm stuck inside, peering out at the lake, counting the minutes until I can take off this headphone and put the microphone down and enjoy a beautiful evening. And I might have a beer, just one, DJ. Is that okay?
Yeah, a Corona, you said, is your beer of choice?
Well, I will drink whatever they hand me. Whatever,
yeah,
I can find.
Yeah, okay. Whatever's free and cold, right?
Even if it's skanky old beer that's been in the fridge up here at the cabin for way too long, I don't care. Expiration date, no. Beer doesn't get bad, does it?
No,
I mean, if it's
no, that's
50 years old, okay. But, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. Anyway, I'm happy my grandson is up here, my two boys. My son just got out of the Navy. This is the first time, the first weekend where we're all together at the cabin with Jordan, our two-year-old grandson, and I'm just overjoyed. Best things in life, getting family together, and spending some time with friends this evening, too, and just enjoying the lake and hope to get a peek at the sunset. We live on Sunset Beach because when the sun is setting, DJ, it illuminates the trees and there's this almost supernatural yellow glow, and it's surreal, and it happens almost every evening up here, and we love it, and grateful that we can be up here. Let's see. The text line, I thank God I was on his wake-up list today. Yeah, I don't take any days for granted either. Our sunrises and sunsets are numbered, so make the most of every day, right?
Another listener, happy to see bluebirds and kestrels and eagles at Afton State Park today. Good for you. It's a good day. Any day you see an eagle. We have a couple of eagles up here on Pelican, close to our shoreline. Happy that the eagles have come back, and not the Philadelphia variety, the American eagles. Happy hour, what makes me happy, DJ and Paulina? Paulina.
That's you. This texter might be drinking already.
Well, or not. I'm happy with P. Diddy, but okay, Paulina. He goes on to say, been hanging around all day with my wire-haired Griff Frida and her best friend Barbara and my son's golden retriever. When things are terrible, look to your dogs. They have no idea. And your dogs love you unconditionally.
That's awesome.
And they were put here on Earth to save us from ourselves. And yeah, they're a stress reliever. We love our dog too, Leo. Very, very cool. My wife and daughter are touring France, and my puppy and I are batching it and living the good life. Ooh, okay. And another listener says, Paul, I'm happy. Three of us in our household are recovering from COVID, and my son is home for a couple of weeks after finishing his sophomore year at Middlebury College. That's from Michelle in Northfield. Congratulations, Michelle, and I hope everybody in your household makes a speedy recovery from COVID. DJ, what are you happy about?
You know, I'm looking forward to a nice weekend, but I'm happy that I got to spend a morning with my daughter, who she'll turn two in a couple of months, so she's just a little tyke, and I got to spend about 2 hours with just me and her this morning. We went to a nature center at Elm Creek Park up in the North Metro, and I just let her lead. I said, do you want to go inside? Do you want to go outside? We walked a little boardwalk across the creek there. We saw some animals. They have some snakes and an owl and frogs and stuff like that. And it was just fun. You know, a lot of parenting is doing this and dragging kids to things and, you know, doing bedtime and doing meals. And it was nice just to spend some time with her and I today and let her do whatever she wanted to do.
I think what she really wants to do is play ice hockey. I think both your daughters, you're going to be a hockey dad and going to be spending a lot of time on the ice.
Hey, how about you, JP? What are you happy about today?
Well, thanks, DJ and Paulina. Feeling pretty good. I got to see my granddaughter this week, and she has now cut a second tooth. She's pushing 6 months old, but she's got a second tooth coming through, and she's doing really well. And she's so precious. It's unbelievable.
JP, I hope she doesn't bite you too hard with that second tooth.
No, I don't think there's a chance of that.
She might. She might. I might put her
she
up
can crack
today.
Open a beer with it.
That'd be a good party trick. Don't try that.
Guess what my granddaughter can do.
JP, DJ, thank you, and thank you for listening. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.